I'm Scott Cullen. Welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room, free audio-only social media platform for sports fans. Download it for free in the iOS App Store and get into the conversation today. In today's episode, we'll look at some weekend streaming options, dig deep on the waiver wire, injury updates, plus matchups and DFS value plays for Friday. But first, let's get through Thursday's games. Pittsburgh loses 3-2 at New Jersey. For the Devils, center Jack Hughes had a goal and assist. He's sort of working his way back, has gone on a bit of a dry spell lately, but the Devils obviously need more from basically all their forwards, but Hughes in particular, because he got off to such a nice start this season. Now I think he has 16 points, 27 games. It's okay, but they could use a little bit more from him. Goaltender Scott Wedgwood for the Devils stopped 40 of 42 shots for the win. He has a .920 save percentage in 9 starts. This is a really, you know, good story for Scott Wedgwood, that a guy who was kind of stuck in the American Hockey League has been pressed into service here with the Devils, and he's playing well, and he might just be able to earn himself a longer leash in the National Hockey League. For Pittsburgh, defenseman Chris Letang assisted on both of their goals. He has 15 points in the past 15 games. Chicago lost 4-2 at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay defenseman Victor Hedman had a goal and assist. Gets him up to 29 points in 29 games this season. For Chicago, left winger Matthias Janmark had a goal and assist. He has 6 points in the past 6 games. Columbus goes into Carolina, wins 3-2 in overtime. Carolina center Sebastian Aho scored both the Hurricanes' goals. He has 7 goals and 4 assists in the past 9 games. For Columbus, Seth Jones scored a pair of goals, including the overtime winner. And right winger Oliver Bjorkstrand had 3 assists. Bjorkstrand had 10 points in his past 8 games. Nashville went into Florida and upset the Panthers 2-1. Red hot Kelly Yarncroak scored a pair of goals there for Nashville. He has 7 points in the past 3 games. And Predators goaltender Juuse Saros saved 40 of 41 shots. It's his first start in more than 2 weeks. Now, he only has a .904 save percentage in 14 games this season, but maybe this will get Saros back on track. This would not be the first season that he sort of stumbled early before coming on in the second half. Boston went into Buffalo and won 4-1. David Krejci, the veteran center for the Bruins, had 3 assists. He's got 5 points in the past 5 games. And Bruins right winger David Pastrnak had a goal and assist. He has 9 goals and 9 assists in the past 15 games. Philadelphia rebounded from their drubbing by the Rangers the other night and won 4-3 at the Islanders. Islanders defenseman Nick Leddy assisted on all 3 Islanders' goals. He has 15 assists in the past 18 games. Left winger Michael Dalcol had a goal and assist for the Islanders as well. For Philadelphia, left winger Oscar Lindblom scored a pair of goals, bouncing back from a healthy scratch. Philadelphia right winger Travis Konechny had 3 assists. He has 10 points in his past 9 games. And Philadelphia center Claude Giroux had a goal and assist. He has 5 points in the past 4 games. Dallas went into Detroit and lost 3-2. Or should I say, they scored 2 to Robbie Fabry's 3. The Red Wings winger scored all 3 goals. He now has 8 points in the past 8 games. Minnesota went into Colorado and got hammered 5-1. And were never into the game at all. The Avalanche really stifled them early. I think the shot count got up to 20-1 at one point in the first period. And then the big guns took over for the Avalanche. So Mikko Rantanen, 2 goals and 2 assists. He has 21 points in the past 13 games. Gabriel Landeskog, goal and 2 assists. He has 13 points in the past 11 games. Center Nathan MacKinnon, a goal and 2 assists. He has 4 goals and 2 assists during a 4-game point streak. So the line of Landeskog, MacKinnon, and Rantanen was on the ice for 3 goals, 4, and none against during 5-on-5 play. Wild defenseman Jonas Brodin, one of the top defensive defensemen in the league, on the ice for 3 goals against. Arizona coughed up a lead and lost 3-2 in overtime at Anaheim. Leading the way for Anaheim, rookie defenseman Jamie Drysdale, a goal and assist in his NHL debut, and already rostered in 9% of Yahoo leagues. There's lots of reason to be excited about Drysdale. If he's actually going to stick with Anaheim, that might be worth keeping him around for fantasy purposes. Anaheim winger Rickard Rakell had a couple of assists. He has 14 points in the past 11 games. And for Arizona, right winger Connor Garland had a goal and assist. He had gone 5 games without a point. In the last game, we've got Winnipeg loses 2-1 at Edmonton. Connor McDavid scores both the Oilers' goals. He has 6 goals and 12 assists during his 8-game point streak. For Edmonton, defenseman Tyson Barrie had a pair of assists. He has 12 points in the past 7 games. Edmonton goaltender Mikko Koskinen stopped 24 of 25 shots. He's sort of fallen behind Mike Smith in the battle for playing time with the Oilers, but nice that he can step in and give them a solid performance in a win, because you know, the Oilers, if they have all their eggs in the Mike Smith basket, that's, you know, maybe a little bit of a cause for concern. So good for them if Koskinen is playing all right too. So when we come back, we will get into weekend streaming options for all the teams that have two games between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but college basketball tournament is on, the NBA is going, NHL is in full swing, and Major League Baseball just around the corner. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. So now let's take a look at streaming options for the weekend, players that have at least two games between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll start with Calgary Flames winger Dylan Dubé, who has 4 goals and 4 assists in his past 7 games. Flames have a couple of games at Toronto, maybe not an ideal circumstance, but Dubé has got a pretty decent spot right now playing alongside Matthew Tkachuk and Elias Lindholm. Dallas, left winger Jason Robertson, he has 9 points in his past 7 games. The Stars are at Detroit and then at home against Nashville. Not a bad pair of games for Robertson, who has forced his way really into playing time for a Stars team that desperately needs his offensive contributions. Florida Panthers defenseman Mackenzie Weegar has 8 points during a 6-game point streak. The Panthers are at home against Nashville, and then they go to Tampa Bay. Obviously, the Tampa Bay game is not an easy one, but Weegar is on a pretty good run right now for the Panthers. Los Angeles left winger Alex Iafallo, who has 5 points in his past 5 games, plays on the top line with Anze Kopitar. Now the Kings have 2 games at home against Vegas, which is not easy by any stretch, but also given the opportunity here, Iafallo is a pretty good streaming option who's widely available. Montreal center Philippe Danault has scored his first 2 goals and added 3 assists over the past 7 games. And the Canadiens are playing against Vancouver, a team that they have routinely beaten like a drum this season. And 2 games against Vancouver, maybe Danault continues to emerge from his long slump. Nashville defenseman Matthias Ekholm. I guess if you're not going to take Kelly Yarncroke, who's red hot as well, but Ekholm, with Roman Josi out, with Ryan Ellis out, Ekholm has been the one who has stepped to the forefront on that blue line. He has 5 goals and 5 assists in his past 11 games. And Nashville is at Florida, at Dallas. Maybe not ideal matchups, but they could be worse. For New Jersey, right winger Kyle Palmieri. He's been in a goal-scoring drought, but he has 3 assists in his past 4 games. The Devils have a couple of games against the Penguins still to go this weekend. And, you know, Palmieri is basically, he's underperformed his expected goals to this point in the season. So you might think that he's due for a bit of a regression in a favorable way. You know, whether it happens tonight or 2 weeks from now, it should be coming. The New York Rangers go with their leading scorer, right winger Pavel Buchnevich, who's still available in about half of Yahoo leagues. He has 13 points in his past 8 games. The Rangers have a couple of games at Washington, and really, you do I need to convince you on somebody who has 13 points in their past 8 games? I hope not. Pittsburgh, right winger Kasperi Kapanen, has 11 points in the past 10 games. Penguins have a couple of games against New Jersey, one in New Jersey, one at home. And certainly Kapanen would be, you know, basically any Pittsburgh winger is more appealing if they have Evgeny Malkin there, because it helps diversify that offense a little bit if Crosby and Malkin are anchoring separate lines. But, you know, Kapanen has been able to contribute even with Malkin injured. San Jose goes 2 home games against St. Louis. Go for Kevin LeBanc, probably the name I've mentioned as much as any this season. One, because he's available almost everywhere, but he has 5 points in the past 4 games. And for this is for a guy who plays first line minutes for the Sharks. St. Louis, as we noted, they're going to San Jose for a couple of games. And most of the big names are already taken for St. Louis. So try left winger Zach Sanford, who does have 8 points in the past nine games. Tampa Bay, left winger Alex Killorn has 9 points in the past nine games. The Lightning host Chicago and then host Florida. That's a pretty decent set of matchups there for Killorn to continue his improved play. For Toronto, with two home games against Calgary, you could either try Joe Thornton, who only has one assist in his past six games, but you know does have that opportunity of playing alongside Matthews and Marner on the number one line, or consider Alex Galchenyuk, who is going to play for the Maple Leafs on Friday. And yes, it would be a real roll of the dice to go with Galchenyuk, given his lack of playing time and lack of production this season, but he's supposed to be playing alongside William Nylander and John Tavares, and you know it's not a bad spot to be. For Vancouver, left winger Jimmy Vesey, why not give him a look? With a bunch of injuries up front, if Vesey is eligible to play, maybe he gets a shot to play significant minutes for a Canucks team that you know needs anything that they can get up front. And you know they're missing Tanner Pearson and Elias Pettersson, and you know they're not super deep to begin with. And now with two games at Montreal, it's maybe not the most favorable matchup, but the Canucks could give VC a pretty good look this weekend. Vegas, center Cody Glass has a couple of games at Los Angeles, and Glass, well, he scored in Vegas's last game. The more important part of why you might want him is that he's been centering Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone with Chandler Stephenson out. And so that opportunity is really too good to pass up. And finally, Washington, with two home games against the New York Rangers. Certainly the big names are out there and long since taken in most fantasy leagues, but right winger Daniel Sprong, who has 4 points in his past five games. So now, each show I recommend one player who's rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Could be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe someone you need to rush to the waiver wire to grab, but they're almost certainly available. And that's the case with Detroit forward Robbie Fabry, who, coming off a hat trick, and has 8 points in his past eight games. Look, the fact that Fabry is healthy enough to produce is news in itself. You know, that's his career kind of has gone sideways because of you know repeated injuries in St. Louis, and maybe Detroit is it's a good place for him to try and rehabilitate his career. And you don't know that he's ever going to get back on the track that he was on early in his career. But the opportunity's there. He's getting a chance right now to play with Dylan Larkin and Anthony Mantha on the Red Wings top line. So maybe take a look at Robbie Fabry, who is rostered in just 2% of Yahoo leagues. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is incredible, low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, it's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. And today, we have another classic matchup for Built Bar. It is caramel brownie versus double chocolate. This is one of these situations where I like both, and I suppose I will side with caramel brownie because you're going to force me to pick one, but really, there are no losers when it comes to these options from Built Bar. So go to builtbar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. And remember, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Every Friday on Locked On NHL, join Joe DiBiase of Locked On Sabres and Tom Gazzola of Locked On Oilers as they round up the biggest stories of the week in the NHL and get you prepared for the league's busy weekend slate of games. From breaking down the latest blockbuster trade to sizing up rivalry matchups on Saturday night, Joe and Tom have every angle of the league covered to close your week. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. You want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So now, before we get into Friday night's schedule, let's take a look at a few injury updates around the league and start with New Jersey goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood, who was a surprise scratch from the lineup on Thursday. that opened the door for Scott Wedgwood to get a surprise start, and he performed well. New Jersey center Pavel Zacha also missed the game with a lower body injury. The Devils are not deep enough that they can afford to be losing these bodies. Detroit goaltender Jonathan Bernier suffered a lower body injury on Thursday, creates an opportunity for Thomas Greiss. And Edmonton, Kyler Yamamoto missed Thursday's game with an undisclosed injury. Minnesota defenseman Matt Dumba with a lower body injury he suffered Thursday in Colorado. That could be a big loss on the Wild blue line. Ottawa center Colin White is out with an upper body injury, but may be back early next week. At least they're optimistic that way. Vancouver left winger Tanner Pearson is out at least 4 weeks with a lower body injury. The talk about the Canucks extending Tanner Pearson, you might want to hold off on that, considering his production so far this season and the fact that he's going to miss about a month or more. So we'll see how that plays. Philadelphia defenseman Robert Hagg sidelined 2 to 4 weeks with a shoulder injury. Boston center Sean Corrali is on the COVID-19 list. Columbus winger Mikhail Grigorenko out with an illness, but reportedly it's not COVID. Same for Dallas winger Andrew Cogliano, who missed Thursday's game due to illness. So now let's take a look at the Friday NHL schedule on betonline.ag. First game, we've got Toronto, -152 against Calgary. That's a little steep for me, given the Leafs' recent play. Yes, I have them favored, but in the range of -125. I'd be wary. It's certainly possible that the Leafs emerge refreshed from this break and are ready to go against Calgary, but that's too much premium for me on this night. Montreal -171 against Vancouver. And I have Montreal favored even by a little bit more than that. That's a pretty big premium, but I mean, what are you supposed to do with what you've seen from Montreal against Vancouver this year? Washington -133 at home against the Rangers. I think I like the Capitals in that situation. Now, to be fair, I like Philadelphia going in to play the Rangers the other night when they lost 9-0. Sometimes there are misses, and I don't know, maybe the Rangers are better than I thought, but right now I think Washington at home is a deserved favorite in that game. San Jose at home is an underdog against St. Louis. They're +133. I have St. Louis favored, maybe -119, -120 range there. I'm not especially high on San Jose, but I do think they're at least competitive. And then in the last game, LA +148 at home against Vegas. I do have Vegas favored, but only slightly. I guess I'm reasonably high on LA when Cal Peterson is playing. And so if Peterson is the one in net, I would like LA as the underdog here. And so thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's slide over, grab some value plays on DFS for Friday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. We'll start with San Jose center Thomas Hertl. This is $4,900 against St. Louis. Hertl has 5 points in the past four games. And if I think San Jose can give the Blues a competitive game, Hertl has a good chance to be part of the San Jose attack. For Vegas, center Cody Glass is only $3,300 at LA. But if he's still getting the opportunity to center Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone, that's a pretty good price for that playing situation. LA left winger Alex Iafallo is $4,300 against Vegas. As I've mentioned already, gets the opportunity to play regularly with Andrei Kopitar, and that alone is worthwhile. Same for San Jose right winger Kevin LeBanc, $4,600 against St. Louis. I've mentioned already, plays significant minutes, gets power play time, plays. He's the fourth leading scorer on the Sharks, so for whatever that might be worth, consider Kevin LeBanc. Vancouver defenseman Quinn Hughes has slipped down under $5,000. He's at $4,800 against Montreal, and I don't have especially high expectations for the Canucks, but Hughes at that price is worth a look. San Jose defenseman Erik Karlsson is $4,600 against St. Louis. Now, Karlsson is not vintage Karlsson by any stretch, but has shown some signs of life in the past few weeks, so at that price, he's not a terrible play. And Washington defenseman Nick Jensen, if you're looking for more of a bargain, is $3,600 against the Rangers, but he's been contributing a bit offensively for them. And in goal, if he's the one going, I like Kings goaltender Cal Peterson. It's just $6,700 against Vegas. I understand the Kings might be a bit of a long shot in that game, but Peterson has been one of the better goalies in the league this year. And at that price, that's worth a look. So that will do it for this week. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball as I continue to break down stats and teams as we head towards the regular season. So find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.